There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Program. Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli join me along with Rich McFadden. We have our way and we have our ways. People in the news today, Johnny Depp took some time away from the set of Pirates of the Caribbean to visit a children's hospital in Australia. This 52-year-old actor kind of gets it. One of the children in the hospital this is a children's hospital, so there are a lot of people in there, young people, who are not going to make it out. So Depp went in dressed as...
Jack Sparrow.
Yes, as Max, good Doug. As Jack Sparrow.
I was going to say Edward Scissorhands and scared all the kids.
He gave him more haircuts.
Yeah. But isn't that nice? I mean, I heard a story last week. I think my son was telling the story about The Rock. I didn't tell the story on the air, I don't think. He is doing very well and credits his success intelligently to the audience. Whether it's his wrestling fans that have followed him, maybe that's the core of the people that go to see his movies. But now, he's the number one wish for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. When there's somebody, a youngster who's terminally ill, and they are asked by the Make-A-Wish Foundation, who would you like to see, meet, or what would you like to do? The number one request is for The Rock. So apparently he has bought a private plane. When he gets done, whatever his daily duties are, anything that's within 2,000 miles of where he is, he'll get on the plane, fly to wherever this youngster is,
so awesome,
and do the Make-A-Wish thing for an hour or so, and then fly back again to wherever. He lives in Miami, but he's apparently...
That's incredible.
It really is. When you think about it, he only sleeps 3 or 4 hours a night, gets up every morning at 4 o'clock to do his workout.
He's got to work out, yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's, wow. You know, it's just so refreshing to hear about celebrities that aren't just capital jerks.
Right.
You know? It's nice to hear about people that care. Yep. I mean, Rich talks a lot about New Kids on the Block doing great things for their fans who start to get sick in their 40s, you know, which is their fan base now. Yeah. You have The Rock. I mean, I think it's really cool. Taylor Swift does a lot of that.
But think about that though. And I started to think about this when my friend died of cancer, and New Kids on the Block were so great. I mean, they called her, they texted her, she had a couple of them direct cell phone numbers, and they do this for a lot of their fans because it just happens a lot. Now their fans are getting into their 40s, unfortunately. Yeah. But think about The Rock. If he's their most requested kid's wish.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What does that do to your life that you're going to do this on a regular basis? What does that do to your psyche if you're New Kids on the Block and you are corresponding with people that you know aren't going to be here in a year? Or The Rock, if you with kids, you're seeing them once, twice a week or twice, three times a month, and you know that's got to be tough for them,
too. You have to kind of adapt Doug's Power of Now attitude, though, because you have to kind of realize you make people... You have to appreciate every day in your life.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you also have to not be a jerk so that you brighten everybody else's day today as well.
It takes a special person to be able to see that and realize that.
Do a
Wikipedia search
on
Dwayne Johnson and see where he came from. My mind is going to take me back. I don't have it in front of me, but you'll check it anyway.
We've had
you always
him on
do.
The show twice.
He's a wonderful guy.
And with
warm,
no doubt, the most down to earth, nicest guy
very warm.
We've ever
he
had
gets
on the
it.
Show.
So, but it's because because of his roots, and that's why
he comes from a family of wrestlers.
Yeah, his father and grandfather, they're Samoans.
Samoans.
But I'm trying to remember what else there was, piecing the puzzle together. He has great values. I do not believe he is still married, but he has a daughter, and that's the other thing that he does.
Right.
When his daughter is involved in any kind of sports activity, any school activity, he makes sure he's there. Doesn't make any difference where he's shooting, what he's doing that day, gets on that plane, and he goes to where this where his daughter is to be there as witness. For what
he played for Florida too, didn't he?
Well, Miami. Born in Hayward, California. His father and grandfather were both wrestlers, and his grandmother was a female wrestler. Taking over the Polynesian Pacific Pro Wrestling after her husband's death in 1982. So
good story. That's a good story. Like that story.
Well, his father is a black Nova Scotian, and his mother is a Samoan.
Yep. Yeah. So there's something to be said for all the good works that people do.
That makes a pretty man, by the way.
Good,
I can't say enough nice things about just how authentic he is.
All right. Here's a story from Oklahoma. Governor Fallon says the Ten Commandments monument at the Capitol will stay there. Despite the Supreme Court ruling, the state Supreme Court said it violates the Constitution and must be taken down. There's another one of these foolish circumstances. This reminds me of the flag debate, same kind of thing. Story is that Governor Fallon and the Attorney General there, Scott Pruitt, asked the Supreme Court to reconsider their 7-2 decision that was handed down after a challenge from the ACLU. Three plaintiffs involved in this. Lawmakers have filed legislation to let people vote on whether to remove a portion of the state constitution cited in the ruling. It says, quote, no public money or property shall ever be appropriated, applied, donated, or used directly or indirectly for the use, benefit, or support of any sect, church, denomination, or system of religion, or for the use, benefit, or support of any priest, preacher, minister, or other religious teacher or dignitary or sectarian institution as such.
I swear, the ACLU, they need to change their name. It seems like all they do is constantly attack Christian beliefs.
I don't agree with that.
I don't think they ever stand up for Christians.
I think they stand up for a lot of people that are lost causes, a lot of people. It just
they
seems
might,
like
because
the news
like
media,
Christians.
The right wing, well,
I
they
think
don't
that's
like
kind of
Christians.
A blanket statement. There.
But show me, okay, all right, if you want to prove me wrong, let me know the last time they defended a Christian.
I don't, do they do it by, is it Christian versus non-Christian? It may be that some of the things that come up like this, which do seem to fly in the face of whether I agree with it or you agree with it, I don't care about these things, frankly. It nauseates me that people spend this much time and energy to try to tear something down that really, it really doesn't mean anything. How can you say something like that offends you? However, there's a difference between what we feel and what the law is, as we all know. We're all challenged by many things that are in the law that we don't like. If the law says you can't abridge religion and government, then if that's the law, you don't like it, change it. Otherwise, the ACLU is on firm ground here, and the governor is not. And so this is flying in the face of, it may be what the public wants, it's like the Constitution, it's the same, I mean the Confederate flags, the same kind of stuff. Either you have laws, and I don't want to be a hypocrite here, there are plenty of laws that I have, I don't want to say broken, but not adhered to when it comes to driving and things like that.
Not broken, I just wasn't adhering to them,
Your Honor. It was a bad day, Your Honor. But you know what I'm saying. I think that this is something that we give way too much mileage and credit to the ACLU and to the other sides as well, when there are many more important things that need our attention. I'm not disputing this story with you, Jennifer, because I don't really have the facts to dispute it.
There's a website called ACLUFightsForChristians.com.
Uh-huh. And so what'd you find there?
Just headlines, ACLU fights for Christian
blank.
Denied TN scholarship. just a white page.
Well, that's appropriate.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's just a bunch of headlines where they claim to have helped people.
Yeah, okay. So that's it.
But it's just funny that they have to have a website defending
that they... Because nobody thinks they
in a moment, the ACLU defends Ramadan. That's next on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard. When you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Banjow.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
Doug Steph and Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and Rich McFadden, Napoleon Hill, the author of so many books that give people so much hope and give directions on how to be successful, wrote, "A leader is a dealer in hope." Isn't that cool? A leader is a dealer in hope.
Yes.
Yes. All right. So a couple of items from the world of technology. Instagram.
I kind of like Instagram, actually.
You know,
don't use it much, but I like the concept.
A little bit frustrated by it because of the quality of the pictures. And you would think that a social media...
Don't they all use the same technology, digital technology?
But they're using lower pixels. Until now, they've been using 640 by 640 quality pictures.
Yeah.
And what's happening is a lot of phones that are coming out, like the iPhone 6 or the bigger Androids, spread those small pixel pictures up and they don't look too good. So Instagram announced this week that they would be rolling out slowly, to starting with the iPhone 6 Plus, the 1080 by 1080 pictures. And it's just funny because I sit here and I'm like, this is weird. Here's a social media network that is primarily based on pictures, and yet the quality of the pictures that they serve are terrible.
So not good.
They're taken care
of.
So
how does it compare with Pinterest, the quality?
Pinterest has full resolution pictures. Really? Yeah, beautiful pictures. Mm-hmm.
So would it, if Instagram doesn't improve, does that mean they're dead?
No, because Instagram and Pinterest are very different social media networks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not a big Pinterest person, but I do like Instagram.
I am for recipes.
Because you can post a picture on Instagram, and then you can also you share it automatically between Facebook and Twitter. So it's
right.
A pretty easy way to post stuff.
Your picture gets cropped and Instagram.
I know.
If you go that way.
Kind of like the one that we use for my personal professional thing. My head
cropped off the top. Right, so that's what happens. Another little interesting thing that Facebook is changing.
Thank you.
One of the designers at Facebook is a woman, and she realized if you go to Facebook and you look up in the top blue bar where you see the silhouette of the little man and the woman there that gives you notifications for friend requests, this woman noticed that the woman had smaller shoulders and was behind the man. Kind of like
where they should be, Rich.
Right, exactly.
Make me
so
a sandwich.
She is redesigning the silhouette thing. So you'll notice that over the next month that the woman will be standing kind of at the same distance as the man, not kind of following him behind. But I never even looked at that before, and her designer notices it and decides to make a change.
Good.
We just like watching you walk away.
Hitting it out of the park. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 21 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
One of the most successful television acting careers in the history of the medium belongs to one Thomas Selleck. I think his middle name is James. Don't know that, but for some reason that sticks with me. Who said, "Never forget a success, no matter how small. They help crowd out negative thinking that ruins self-confidence." Here's a guy that seems to have a lot of self-confidence. You're enjoying him now in Blue Bloods, but he's still doing those Jesse whatever movies.
Jesse Stone movies.
Wow. Yeah. He's very accomplished, very confident, and one of the most popular people in the landscape of television today.
Wow, he's 70.
Is he 70? No.
Yeah.
Wow.
He looks awesome. You know, it's weird for me to say this because he's a hot man. He looks so much like my dad. But I'm going to just say he's hot walk away.
Okay, good.
Right. He's in a little bit of trouble, though, today, Dougie. Big story at the L.A. Times. And all over the Hollywood Reporter and all the trades, Tom Selleck apparently has been caught stealing water. You know, California is in a major drought, and we have a lot of water restrictions.
Not just
Tom Selleck
water.
Has a big old ranch in Hidden Valley, California, which is in Ventura, kind of in like the Thousand Oaks area of Ventura County.
Inland, and it's the desert.
It's not the desert. No, no.
What? The 101 is the Thousand Oaks or the desert? It's down its way to the mountains.
The desert.
Huh? You don't think that's the desert? I would say out where you are is the desert, too.
Oh, no.
In the mountains?
No. Huh? No, the desert's Palm Desert. Anyway, as part of the Caleguas Municipal Water District, and there's a complaint that's been filed this week in Ventura County Superior Court that on more than a dozen occasions, that means more than 12 for you counting at home, since 2013, a white truck filled up at a Thousand Oaks fire hydrant and hauled the water to Tom Selleck's 60-acre ranch in Westlake Village. So he's got some guys in a truck going out and using fire hydrant water so he can water his avocado. He makes no secret about this ranch. I've seen several TV shows with people doing tours of his avocado property. Which, by the way, he doesn't eat the avocados. To document this alleged theft, the water district spent nearly $22,000 to hire a private investigator, according to the complaint. It's filed against Tom Selleck and his wife, Jilly Mack, and they are barred now from using water from the hydrant because their property is located in a different water district. They're in the Hidden Valley.
So go to a fire hydrant in your own district, then. What's wrong with that?
Well, at least they can charge him for it then.
Yeah.
But don't you need, like, special tools to open up a fire hydrant?
Yeah,
nah,
a wrench.
Yeah. You can do it with a plumber. Just a wrench, you can get it open. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess before filing the complaint, they tried to get him to stop doing it, but he just kept, he ignored it and just
keep
kept going.
Rolling.
Wow.
All right. Video, speaking of awesome things, video of the day today at DougStephan.com is from the folks at Hype Lead, who get a very interesting response on their iPhone from Siri when they ask, what is zero divided by zero? Didn't we do this the other day on the air here?
It seems to be what does she say?
All right, here's the audio from the video of the day, Richie. The video of the day, you got to see.
What is zero divided by zero?
Imagine that you have zero cookies and you split them evenly among zero friends. How many cookies does each person get? See, it doesn't make sense. And Cookie Monster is sad that there are no cookies. And you are sad that you have no friends.
That's a real response from Siri?
That's a real thing. My mom was doing it last week, yeah.
Well, so if anybody, Richie, where's your iPhone?
Right here.
Can you, what is zero divided by zero? And see what Siri said. We've got about 35 seconds.
Siri, what is zero divided by zero?
Imagine that you have zero cookies and you split them evenly among zero friends.
I thought this was all, they were all individual.
See, it doesn't make sense. And Cookie Monster is sad that there are no cookies. And you are sad that you have no friends.
Isn't that amazing? That's kind of like the, you know, this is one of the most amazing tools ever devised by man.
You're certainly welcome.
That you can talk into Siri or into the iPhone and get an answer. It's like Googling an address. I'm sorry, like using the GPS to Google an address. It just fascinates me that it can be done so quickly. 28 after the hour and good day.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in high-speed 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction applies. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of their respective owners.
It's summer, which means time to grab and go. I'm Risa Jill Miller. With the rush of warm weather, open beaches, and vacation on the mind, it's great to have all the basics on hand. The best way to prep for the day is to have a big canvas tote handy. What's in your tote? Always pack some sunscreen, your sneakers, and change of clothes for last-minute long walks and taking in the sights. Toss in a nice lipstick, hat, powder, and aviator shades, and you're almost there. You know you and your friends will get a craving for something sweet, so add snacks like M&M's Crispy, a treat that satisfies any craving. And it's hard to believe that M&M's Crispy, with sweet rice puff center and candy shell, is 180 calories per singles pack. So snack happy. Just grab them off the grocery shelf and pack them up in your personal goodie bag. Now you're really ready for summer. For more information on M&M's Crispy, please visit MMS.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GC.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Program full of information, some of it useless, some of it useful. Okay, what do you want? Which do you want first? Roberta Spassinelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I are here. You can have useful information or useless information. Which would you like first?
Useless
information. Please. All right, who goes first? You want me to go first?
Sure, since it's your game.
You specialize in useless information, so.
I don't remember asking you for
your
opinion.
You're going to tell us about what kind of cereal you just ate?
No, I did that last hour, but thanks very much. That's very good, Jennifer. This comes from the Historical Perspective Department. All right? I'm going back in history to this date in 1881, when druggist Edward Berner of Two Rivers, Wisconsin, his drugstore was open, but there was a law: you could not serve on the soda fountain on the Sabbath anything that had soda in it, anything that had a sparkle or what do we call it, carbonated. You couldn't serve carbonated for whatever the reason. It was against like the blue laws. And so customers could not have these flavored soda waters that they desired. So Mr. Berner had a customer come in and ask.
His first name is Bunsen.
Right. Okay, continuing the tradition of useless information. So Mr. Berner decided he was going to do something for this customer. Was complaining, how can you, well, what's the story? Well, he can't do it because it's against the law. So he had ice cream, and he had put ice cream into soda water and flavored it, but because he couldn't use soda water, mm-hmm. he put in a dish some ice cream. He put syrup on the top of it, chocolate at the time. That was the only kind of syrup he had. He put some sprinkles on top of it and gave it to his customer who was complaining about not being able to have soda water. And the customer said, "This is terrific. You should make more of these." "No, I can only do this on Sunday." Thus, the origination of the sundae.
The ice cream sundae.
Wow.
Started on this
wow.
Sunday.
Wow.
Is that true?
1881. That is completely true. Richie, you can check it out. Edward Burner, Two Rivers, Wisconsin.
First name Bunsen.
And the spelling was changed. Because they didn't want religious conflict. Sunday was all about religion.
But who was the genius that brought bananas and cherries into it?
I'm not sure about that. I don't think it was
Mr.
Burner.
And those little sprinkling nuts.
Yep. So that's the origination. That's the story.
You just made my day.
Of the Sunday. All right.
Nice.
I'm glad I was able to make your day.
Wow.
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 Stop
wow.
it.
All right. So Roberta now would like to update us on the latest news from Walt Disney World, where there is something exciting happening every day of the week.
Every day of the week was yesterday. Apparently Walt Disney World at their Hollywood Studios yeah. theme park. You know, Walt Disney World has many, many theme parks, and Hollywood yeah. Studios is one of them.
Yeah.
They took down the Bill Cosby statue.
Really?
Yep. Uh-huh. Took it down. They
from
said,
statutory.
Okay. Uh-huh. Due to statutory, yeah. We're not going to go there, but it is kind of funny. But, yes.
Statutory.
Statutory.
I love to see how they did this. Did they, like, when they pulled down Saddam Hussein's statue, right,
put a rope around it and yeah. yanked it out? Actually, it was a bust of Bill Cosby. It wasn't the full, you know, the full body
yeah,
statue.
It was. You know, I'm just bummed. The end of the Cosby Show, like one of the greatest TV shows in the 80s, is now never going to be seen again because
right.
of this. Ever.
Right.
They've already removed it from TV land. Yep.
Speaking of never being seen again, 45 Islamic State fighters.
The greatest story ever.
Wait. Hold on. Let's do some production quality here. Rich,
yeah.
do you have the song Goodbye Earl by the Dixie Chicks?
I think so.
We need it. It's mood music. Just wait, Dougie. This is going to be so worth it.
Is this for the
just
story wait. That I'm doing?
Yes, for the story you're doing. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Hold
Let's
on.
Do. I'll juggle.
Duke.
There we go. Ready?
Right, you want to tell the story or you want me to?
I want you to hear the song first and
all
then
right.
tell the story.
Okay. I don't know the song.
I think you do it when it comes on. Here we go.
After graduation, Marianne went out looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around the town and all she found was Earl. Well, it wasn't 2 weeks after she got married that Wanda started getting abused.
Uh-oh.
She put on dark glasses, long sleeve blouses, and makeup to cover her bruise. Well, she finally got the nerve to file for a divorce. She let the law take it from there. But Earl walked right through that restraining order and put her in.
Keep it going. Hold on. Right. Get ready. Coming.
Right away, Mary Ann flew in from a
coming. The good part's coming. You'll see where I'm going.
Okay, here it comes.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
And it didn't take him long to decide that Earl had to die.
Get ready. It really is coming this time.
See if I can couple this together.
Wait,
but more? We have more?
Isn't it dark wrapped up in the tar pearl? Mostly I was just looking for the black eyed peas tasted all right to me. Hey, back to you in the studio.
Let's see. How can we put this together? With a story
ISIS.
About Ramadan, 45 ISIS fighters died after eating a fast-breaking meal in Mosul yesterday, according to a spokesman.
So let's just rephrase that. They're starving, these guys, right? They've been fasting. They're hungry.
For
right.
Ramadan.
Very hungry. Ramadan.
Right,
yeah.
Ramadan. Yep, so the Ramadan celebration's over. They sit down to a meal. There are 145 fighters there. The evening meal when Muslims end their Ramadan fast. Shortly afterward, 45 members dead on the floor. Spokesman said that they have not determined if the cause was food poisoning, and it may have been
really
deliberate.
Bad food poisoning.
Bad food poisoning. So anyway, this is the largest group of Muslims that have been poisoned, and that's a story and a half in and of itself.
Can you
I really pretty much like the Dixie Chicks, didn't you?
All over the Middle East, right? All through Syria and Iraq right now, where ISIS fighters are just ending their fast from Ramadan. They're hearing this story.
Right.
And they're like, you go first.
Yeah. Apparently, the Syrian army have posed as cooks, and they're infiltrating ISIS
right
camps,
yep,
and they're cooking and poisoning the food.
That is
a great idea.
Forget training them how to carry an M16.
Right. Teach them how to cook
and go into
and
battle,
poison
drive
the food
trucks and everything. Just teach them how to poison and cook.
Right. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. The other way they're getting back at ISIS, I don't know if you've seen the story about the Syrian Women Battalion. Because they believe that that if you are killed by a woman, you will not get your 72 virgins in heaven or
really
wherever they go. Oh, yeah. So they are terrified of these women battalions because it's a disgrace to be killed by a woman. They are terrified of them. And the women are just like gangbusters.
Woo-hoo.
They want to get rid of these dudes.
Shoot them up.
That's great.
Shoot them up.
The annual convention of all things comic. Superheroes,
Comic-Con,
science fiction, fantasy, all start this week with the San Diego Convention Center being the site of this year's Comic-Con. Don't they normally have it there every
yes
year?
Yes, they
the
do.
Same place,
yeah,
right?
They have one in New York as well.
Yeah. So all of these characters
but
are
the
going
real
to
nut jobs are in San Diego.
Yeah, the big one is San Diego.
Right. When you say nut jobs, why are you?
They're just
well, they
full
dress
on,
up.
They're full
those,
on
yeah
crazy.
Really?
It's fun. It's cool. I'd love to go to it. But the people that dress up and get into it, they are the character.
On
oh
Friday,
the
they're
costumes
going to
are
have
amazing.
A panel. Yeah, people really spend a lot of time and money. So on Friday, there's going to be a panel on this new Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens. J.J. Abrams will be there to talk to the fans about the latest in the Star Wars saga. So that should be very
you know
cool.
It's really interesting that Comic-Con is the place where a lot of these sci-fi movies go to watch the information and release information about their projects.
Oh yeah. That's big time stuff. Big time
it is
stuff
now. Yeah.
Yep.
Hey Doug, a friend
hey
of mine,
Rich.
I thought about you this for your grandson.
Yeah.
Remember Steve Wanzik? He used to be a producer here on the show like 10 years ago.
Barely, but I didn't remember.
He got married, had a baby, and his baby was just delivered, so he's decorating the nursery for the new baby. Steve is a huge Star Wars fan, so much so that one day he called in sick, and I said, okay, you're not going to be here today. And I, just on the way home, I decided to stop by because
he was there
the day that The Phantom Menace was coming out, and everybody was waiting in line for tickets.
Right.
So I stopped by to see if I can pick up some tickets.
I remember
and realized
this.
The line is really, really long, and walking up in the line, and guess who's standing in line?
There he is.
Steve Wanzik.
Right.
So I'm just staring at him, and he turns around, and he's like, busted. And I said, get me four tickets.
And you're all set.
So anyway, he's got this new baby, right?
Yeah.
Post a picture of the nursery.
Yeah.
For lights in the nursery, they are the what do they call them? The lightsabers.
Yeah.
The little
oh how cool.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And
how
in
cool.
The thing it says, "I am your father," in between. And it's really cool. So he did the whole Star Wars theme for his little son, and it's the coolest thing.
Aww.
So if you search, if you Google it, just like Star Wars nurseries, it's really, really fun.
Good.
Let's be honest. He didn't do that for his son. He did it for himself.
Well, he absolutely did it for himself. It says, "I am a Jedi." This is what it says right over the crib. "I am a Jedi like my father before me." And then it's got two lightsabers on either side of it.
Cool. That's good. That's nice. That's
well,
healthy.
Fun.
Nothing wrong with that. 15 before the hour, 45 after on today's Good Day program.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your...
What? 50% off your fifth session.
Huh?
Focus on the value.
Value.
How about about a rewards program you'll actually use every day. Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plenty.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners,
pens,
magnets, luggage tags,
calendars,
sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online. Staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015 excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, 500 business cards for just $9.99. What's more, you can choose between hundreds of designs or upload your own and customize them easily. And because they're from Vistaprint.com, the cards are of top quality and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today and get 500 shots at turning your dream into reality. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. To get your 500 business cards for just $9.99, go to Vistaprint.com, click on the link in the upper right corner, and use promo code 1000. That's Vistaprint.com. Click on the link in the upper right corner and use promo code 1000.
47 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, with the story of a spacecraft that lands on the comet. Remember this big deal? Remember the European Space Agency pulled off this feat last fall? Now, there are reports coming out that we have at DougSteffen.com that the work being done by this spacecraft may indicate that there are alien life forms on the comet.
Ooh.
This spacecraft that landed on the comet,
really?
Comet was 67P, underwent a period of hibernation that ended just last month. And since this time, the indications are there may be, quote, an abundance of alien microbiology. Say it again, Doug. Microbial. I'll call it microbial. Microbial life on the comet's surface. The comet. Let's see here. There's a black crust that they find to be organic, according to the research. There are organisms in it and under it. Remember now, there's an icy surface on this. And
so
then,
it's not like little green guys, right?
No. This is all microbial stuff. This would be amoebas and things like that. Scientists carrying out computer simulations that suggest microbes could inhabit this part of the comet where the phyla, it's called P-H-I-L-I-E, the phyla landed. The organisms contain antifreeze salts, so this could be why they've survived in 40 degree below centigrade, not Fahrenheit, 40 degree below centigrade in outer space. It's just frozen. Everything's frozen. But imagine that. They're finding, using this thing that's the size of a washing machine, that pinpointed this comet that far out, and it's found life. And getting information back here. I think that's so phenomenal. My God, is that phenomenal.
Wow.
Crazy.
All right, speaking of crazy, Richie, we were talking about the fellow in San Francisco, deported 5 times, shooting this woman. Here's one to trump that. A 6-time illegal deportee charged in the felony hit and run of an Arizona mother and 2 children the other day. He admits to being high on marijuana, caused severe injuries to all the people, a 5-year-old, 2-year-old, the mother. This is the second of these incidents with the illegals. And the question is, what are we going to do about it? The question is,
nothing.
What is
we're
going
to apologize to them because apparently it's all our fault.
Yeah, right.
Stress of coming here and not being legal.
Yeah, lousy. 50 past the hour on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Coming to a radio near you right now. I guess that's why you're going to be able to hear this unless you're listening on the internet or tuning in or whatever it is. It's Tech Talk time now in the Good Day program. Greg Stebbins is here, tech editor for Men's Health Magazine with a focus on smartphones and Samsung. So we'll put those to music, Samsung and smartphones, in just a moment on Good Day.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners,
pens,
pens, magnets, luggage tags,
calendars,
calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about chrome fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online. Staples.com/on budget and 7/2015 excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes. May not be combined with any other offer.
All right. Let's see if there's some good news here in the offing when it comes to technology, Mr. Stebbins. Samsung is working on a patent Technology researchers say this could double smartphone battery life by adding silicon material over the battery's lithium ion layer. Jennifer's got her head wrapped around that. I'm not sure I understand all of that stuff. The battery is not expected to be ready until the next new smartphone from Samsung, which is what, next year? When is Samsung up for a new one?
Well, I mean, in the smartphone world, that technically could be next week because there's new phones coming out all the time. But I would guess it's sometime in 2016.
Really?
Yeah.
Best Buy deepening its relationship with Samsung, announcing plans to add Samsung Open House mini shops, which will be dedicated to the brand's home appliances, going to add it to 200 stores by Christmas time this year. Samsung is becoming more of an important name here, it would appear. They warned yesterday that it would miss Wall Street's expectations for the second quarter, though. So how are these bits and pieces of information fitting together, Greg?
Well, one of the things that's happening is, you know, if we all pulled out our phones, we'd probably realize that we're not upgrading our phones as quickly as we have in the past. Mm-hmm. Or even if we are, we're not as enthusiastic about it as we used to be. Why? Because they're not getting that much better at this point. I mean,
how
a lot
can
of the,
you improve these things?
Well,
what are you going to do?
You can make them bigger. You can make them smaller. You can make them different shapes, and you can make them different colors. You can make them a little faster. Mm-hmm. You can make the battery a little better until something dramatic like what you talked about comes along. So this, what you talked about with the battery being able to double its power or its duration or its life is huge, because it probably will motivate a lot of people to upgrade their phones. Whereas today, when new phones come out, iPhones being the exception, but even there, things are not what they were a few years ago. Most people, I think, have reached a state of smartphone fatigue. They're just, I have one, it works, and I don't want to learn how to use a new one.
Yeah.
And that's not good for the smartphone business.
No, but somebody's going to come up with something. So Android versus, would you explain the difference? First of all, let's define Android.
Well, let's start with the iPhone, because it's, you know, so universally known. It's an operating system created by Apple, integrated with all other Apple products like Apple computers and iPads, essentially the same as the iPad operating system. And you can only use the Apple operating system called iOS on an Apple device, and you can only get an Apple device that's been made by Apple.
Got it.
The Android world is much more like the Windows world. Anybody can make an Android phone, just like anybody can make a Windows PC. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, that's good. It's a more open platform. You have many, 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 many more people using Android devices than iPhones. But it also means that the ecosystem itself is a disaster and a mess.
Because how so?
Well, if you and I took out our phones, now I believe you have a Samsung phone and I have Samsung phone, and then we got someone else to put out an LG phone or a Motorola phone or an HTC phone, our phones all might work in subtle or dramatically different ways, even though they were built on the same operating system.
Really?
And so that makes it very hard to get everybody on the same new version or the new upgrade. It means that, you know, you ask me for advice and I can't very well give it to you without literally having your phone in your hand. And it just means that there's too many cooks in the kitchen, and so things don't work as smoothly as they do in the Apple world.
Huh. Isn't that interesting? Never thought about it. There are too many different pieces, whereas Apple controls all of it in its own way. That's an interesting way of understanding that reality. Okay, well, as usual, you have wowed us with your schmarts. Thank you. His name is...
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.